This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora, I'm Mia.
I'm Charlie.
And welcome back to this week's episode. Today we are talking about religion and gender equality and a little bit about the history of the two. Religion is quite a significant part of society, even in modern days with I want to say that religious numbers were declining, but I did see something the other day. I don't know how real it was. That
was it on TikTok?
No, it was on Instagram, but it did have statistics. So I don't know, but they're saying that the number of religious youth is skyrocketing. But isn't that the thing that, like, if your parents are religious, you start out religious and then you slowly, like, kind of choose, choose a path. So I don't think that's, like, the best measure. But, yeah, it is a very big part of human society. And you might think, oh, yeah, it's just a belief system. It's just values and all that. But a lot of norms, rules, policy, a lot of laws all based around religion and religious values. Like, a lot of what we learn to be right and wrong is informed by religion.
Yeah.
Because especially, like, it was such a big thing back in the day.
Mm.
We've kind of just kept it hanging around our every single thing that we do.
Yeah. I feel like it keeps evolving into everything.
Yeah. A lot of things you wouldn't even think they have, like, they were based off religion.
Like
I'm trying to think of an example. I couldn't tell you, but, like, when I was doing my research, one of the main things that I found was that religious, like, texts and values, because there's so many different religions.
Mm.
Like, I think I looked it up, potentially up to 100,000 religions have existed during human existence.
God.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty hard to define, because, like, you could have three people believe the same thing, and that could be a religion. Like, I don't know what's defining religion. Yeah, one of the most interesting things I found was religion is often, like, used to justify gender inequality and gender roles, but most of it is interpretation, like, of, religious texts, religious values, history, all of that. Someone could look at a Bible and say, oh, yeah, women should stay home, have a family, not be in any positions of power, like, not have many rights. And then someone could also read the Bible and say, actually, the Bible's saying the complete opposite. Women should rule the world.
Yeah. So it comes down to what people think.
It's interpretation.
Yeah.
And so, like, our biases, too, they play into that, how we interpret things like that. It's not, like, a solid way to justify gender inequality, you know?
Yeah.
It's completely down to interpretation.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunately been used to establish this patriarchal society we live in today.
Yeah, fun.
Mm. Yeah, so fun. What's your thoughts on it, given that you grew up quite religious?
How do I say this nicely? Religion is fine, but I think it has evolved so much into we hate on certain things because of the Bible.
Yes.
And it's like, well, I guess it comes back to interpretation. My interpretation is that the Bible is man-made. It's not based off of a God that told men what to write. It's, I don't know, men were mentally ill and they decided to write a big book.
That's, like, something I also, like, there's, like we say, up to 10,000 religions that have ever existed, right? If you think about it, every person is an atheist to 99,999,000 religions apart from their own.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone has just as much right to believe in what they believe as everyone else, and all those other religions.
Yeah, because what makes your religion the correct religion?
Yeah. And social psychology would explain why it, because everyone, like, an argument is like, oh, well, it's like Christianity is, like, the biggest religion in the world.
And
it's, like, how we make rules. It's how we live by. But a lot of that's, like, social psychology. That's how it's transferred.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone should be judged on their religion or their beliefs because, they have, everyone has their own right, their own experiences.
Yeah.
But it is harmful when, again, one way is applied to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, like a one-size-fits-all value system.
And I think with Christianity, what I was thinking, is it the biggest or is it, like, one of the most well-known?
I'm not too sure,
because
actually,
a lot of, like, if you look at America, all of their, like, government, they subscribe to Christianity. And so that's how they lead, through Christianity. But if they were all Buddhists, then they would all lead through whatever values are taught through Buddhism.
Exactly. So it's just like, well, and I know at least in the Western world, Christianity is like,
Christianity
rules the world.
Yeah.
And so, like, all countries that have been colonized also have to live by, like, Christian values. like for the most part. I think a big thing is, I think we talked about this in other episodes, the conservatism one. Gender norms and gender roles, a lot of them have their basis in religion.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman brings life. The pom pom bring life. Yeah. And then the man, like, said, see, it's hard for me to talk about this because I didn't really, well, I was baptized.
Oh, really?
Greek Orthodox, like, as a baby. Like, I had a friend, I would go to church with her.
Wait, what's Greek Orthodox?
Oh my, I couldn't even tell you. It's Christianity, a version of Christian, Jesus and all of that still.
Not Satan.
Again, I'm not very educated on this.
It's so funny how many people are baptized as children, but they have no idea what that actually means or anything.
Yeah. I was talking to my mom about this the other day too. Most people that I know, like all of my friends, they were all baptized, like as babies. None of them are really religious either.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's like, are people still baptizing or christening their kids this young? Because I don't see it. Maybe there's no babies around me, so I don't see it. But like, I just don't.
I think with like millennials and stuff,
they stop.
I think being like specifically religious with like Christianity is kind of slowing down. But the idea of there being a God and just peace and love is becoming more of a thing.
A lot of it is probably, again, some interpretations of, you know, you start with like one religion and then people go and take different bits and bobs from it and then make their own meaning and versions. And it's transferred down.
Well, it's like, how wasn't Jesus originally, he was Jewish.
Yeah.
And then it became a whole thing that he was Christian.
Yeah.
But he was a Middle Eastern brown guy.
And everyone made him white too.
Yeah.
Oh, just to make it right. White is right, isn't it? The more and more I've come to, like, again, like, been educated and learn stuff, I question it.
Yeah, that's what happened with me, is I realized that the Jehovah's Witnesses were basically a cult, and everything that came from their perspective, it wasn't good. Sure, they taught me, you know, love thy neighbor, but it was very conditional. I couldn't love thy neighbor if thy neighbor was gay or, you know, anything outside of the very strict white Christian binary that Jehovah's Witnesses have.
If you think about it, the perfect ideal Christian is the perfect ideal citizen in like this capitalist society. Doesn't commit crimes, has a family, works, reproduces, is nice, you know, like sticks to a very,
like, specific way.
Yeah, perfect person for a perfect society.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in some cases, like, for example, in Islamic culture, like, it's hard to talk about other cultures too, because, again, that's a different, completely different experience. Like, they've grown up completely different. But, like, in Islamic culture, how women can't even drive. Women can't show their face.
Yeah, yeah. And they have, like, the slit over their eyes.
Like, that's an example where, quite an extreme example, where religion is used to inform a completely patriarchal society and control people. Because, like, they say it's all for religious purposes and all of that, but women have no rights.
Yeah, like they're like, well, yeah, I don't want to like trash talk other religions, but my interpretation of it is they're kind of like the property of men.
Exactly.
So they're like God, men, I don't know, woman, way back.
Yeah, and apparently originally what's it called, the Quran? I feel like I'm pronouncing that right, hopefully. It was interpreted so that like men and women were pretty equal. And then it got, like we were saying, reinterpreted so that women were, like, shouldn't have any power, you know? The men had the power. And then, of course, that informed policy, like we always see. And then it's kind of just grown quite extreme then. And then in current feminist movements, people are reinterpreting the Quran to show that actually it does support women's rights.
Yeah, so that they're equal.
Again, it's like completely up to interpretation.
Yeah, it's like Mormonism. It was made because some guy had these visions, which I know as a qualified psych student, sounds like mental illness to me. He had visions that Jesus was talking to him, told him that he needed to translate these golden plates, which no one has found, by the way. And it's just basically this random white guy's interpretation.
That's a little bit dangerous that something that flexible is
made, like, into laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that up to interpretation by men, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy that no one, like, in these religions is like, oh, this was all made off of some guy's interpretation. interpretation.
Yeah. And a lot of it's like, at least from what I know, is like it's metaphoric. Like, yeah, it's really subjective. Yeah, generally feminist movements are seeking to like reinterpret texts and history and values of religion to support women's rights, because apparently there's just as much evidence for that as the Bible like not supporting gender equality, you know? Religions too, you see that a lot of the time. This is very generally speaking too, because like it's not like we've been exposed to a lot of religions, but like the men have the leadership positions.
Oh yeah, that's a huge thing.
The men are the priests.
Yeah,
like the bishops. What's the pope?
Yeah.
What are the people called who go up and like talk in church?
Speakers.
The speakers. From when I went to church, I never had a female speaker.
Yeah.
I don't like that's from my very very narrow experience.
Yeah, yeah. Growing up as Jehovah's Witness, there were meetings on Sundays, and those were like the main meetings, always run by the men.
Yeah.
All speakers were the men, and then the meetings during the week, they would be a little looser, I guess, and not as many people would go to them, and then that is where the women were allowed to have their talks.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
But yeah, men definitely have all the higher positions.
The man is the leader. Like, they really emphasize, like, family, you know, like, the man is the leader of the household.
Yeah.
Specifically in Christianity, we're talking about. But yeah, again, we're not saying any of this is particularly wrong. It's just when...
like, when people use it to justify...
justify. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And to justify, like, perpetuating hate.
Yeah, it's like, and...
oh, God would want it this way.
Exactly.
Yeah, the whole idea of church and state shouldn't mix. But then it's funny because everyone just kind of, like, brushes off that it does mix. Like, if you look at America, which is a very extreme case, but you can't not look at America.
Yeah, they're quite a good example because it's... they're, like, it's obvious, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we probably have the same kind of thing in New Zealand, it's just a lot less.
Yeah.
Like, most of our laws, informed by religion and stuff. Like, but we're a lot more progressive, I think. Like, because the Constitution in America, they're so set on it. They don't like to change it. We're more open to change in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So we've kind of updated, for example, the abortion one.
That's a big one.
Men making laws for women in the first place.
Is weird, is wrong.
That's not what a democracy is. Everyone chooses.
Yeah.
And it being by Christian values. But like I say, unless you have no school shootings, you have free healthcare, you can feed kids, you've eradicated poverty, everyone's housed, everyone's healthy, everyone's happy. Until you have that kind of society, I don't think that be considered. I don't think it should be considered at all, but like...
Yeah.
If you're in a really poor mental state, you have a kid as a product of rape, and you have to raise it in poverty, going to a school where there's school shootings, not been able to feed it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then also in America, they have to pay like $30,000 to have a kid. I'm sure it varies state by state.
What?
Yeah, because it's all private there.
Yeah.
It costs like $30,000 to have the kid.
To like deliver it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they get like real finicky about it, and they'll have like the hospital bed charge and the like anesthetic charge.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't want to say like 30 is like the main, but generally
but it's
probably
huge.
Around there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So until that's all solved, until the adoption system, so like the foster care, because
that's
messed
nuts.
Up.
Yeah.
The foster care system is horrible. Those kids have no chance a lot of the time. Abused, neglected.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really poor. So until you have a good foster care system where people who can't take care of the kids can put the kids.
Yeah.
It's just so, why do you want to keep pumping out more kids? And
the country's big enough as well.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many. Example I found was, there was this reporter, and he was at an abortion rally, and they were saying, no, you shouldn't have an abortion. And they were holding signs up that said something like, adopt, don't abort. And so he went to this one group of women, and it was like five or six of them, and he was like, oh, well, how many children have you adopted? Or how many in your circle have adopted children? And they all went, none. And it's like, okay, well, why are you forcing other people to have a baby and then put it up for adoption if you know and you know other people are not going to adopt that baby? And then it ends up in the foster care system and its life has just gone to hell.
Yeah. We learn in criminology, one of the biggest risk factors for criminality is kids removed from their parents.
Yeah.
So growing up in the foster care system.
Yeah, because it like destroys your foundation.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, there's no right way either, because if you're like an addict and then you get pregnant and have to have this kid, like, you're poor mental health, in a bad situation, like, that versus the foster care system, like, you got to weigh it up, they're probably just as bad.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
But the foster care healthcare system's really bad. It's probably better in New Zealand, but yeah.
A little bit, I think.
Yeah, but generally it's a big risk factor.
Yeah.
There's no scientific evidence of a god that will send you to the fiery pits of hell if you abort a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even a baby, it's a clump of cells.
It is, yeah.
It's not conscious.
Yeah, it doesn't have, like, a life force.
No, no. And there's just no way that should have more rights
than a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was looking it
particularly
up...
Particularly a woman.
Yeah, Church's reasoning is that the clump of cells, as soon as it is, like, inside a person, its life has started. And so it automatically equally has the same amount of rights as an adult person or as the person that's carrying the clump of cells.
That's but the thing is, there's no evidence of that whatsoever. Mm. Like that. So first of all, that's like scientifically wrong.
Yeah. The reasoning that is there says...
So first of all, that's wrong.
Yeah.
But then also the fact that, and bad and God dies that if you... abort a clump of cells, right? There's no evidence of that at all. And yeah, there's like, what makes that right when people have just as much right to believe that's wrong?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah.
That's your belief system and you don't have to. If that's your belief system, that's the whole point of this, is that you don't have to.
Yeah, that's a huge thing with, I think in particular Christianity, is that if you don't believe in my way, then you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to push that onto everyone.
Say God was real.
Yeah.
What makes his way the right way?
Yeah, because how did he figure out that this is the right way?
Is God human? No.
I don't know. I think that also depends on your interpretation. I found there was a lot with the way that they depict woman is really bad. The big obvious example would be Eve and Adam and how it's like she's the one that made him sin because she said, eat the apple.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I can't remember what religion it was, but in like the early, early old days, a lot of men would be terrified of sinning because of like the wicked woman. I say that with quotations.
Like as in a woman seducing them.
Yes, because they were like, oh, well, Eve seduced Adam to eat the apple. Then they got kicked out of heaven and they went against God. So all women are daughters of Eve and they're going to do the exact same thing to us men.
Men, control yourselves.
Literally.
One interesting thing I found is like in like say ancient Egyptian, like there were female goddesses. I think there's female.
I think a lot of
historically, hundreds of years ago, in a lot of religions, women were worshipped. Women were goddesses.
Yeah, like in Greek, there were women goddesses.
Yeah, like Athena.
Yeah,
Medusa.
Hera.
Yeah, this is like ancient Greece. So like back then there was a time where women were considered very powerful, some religions. Yeah, so like the main, this is very different between religions and places and cultures and all of that jazz, but the main dynamic was there was like a time where it was a little bit more equal, not particularly in the Western world, it's probably more elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, like women had more, considered to be more powerful and all of that in religion. And then when like concrete politics and laws and stuff were put in place over time, that kind of established a patriarchal society and religion was reinterpreted to make the woman less powerful.
Yeah, I think it's like the West grew and, you know, colonized everything.
Yeah.
Is when like the patriarchy and stuff came through.
Yeah, to this day, that's kind of what all our systems and institutions are based off. I mean, again, we're doing so much better and we can
definitely. Women have rights.
We can kind of like analyze like where we went wrong with stuff like that. And like I say, in feminist movements, they're trying to reinterpret religion to show for gender equality. So that's kind of like the direction we're heading in now. Let's hope it stays that way with the rise of conservatism. But
I was looking at how different religions have like developed. Like in Buddhism, there is more support for women being fully ordained. They're teaching, they do social work, they're in more leadership roles. In Christianity, there's churches like United Methodist, the Protestant churches, where women can be priests and bishops.
Oh, yes.
So it's definitely getting better.
Yeah. Well, I think when I say women aren't as valued, I mean, that's probably, like, I think these days in religion, like, particularly Christianity, women are totally valued, but...
But they have a different value.
In their, yes, exactly. Like, in a different way, in a different role. Like, they're valued as they bring life.
They take care
of the family, the caretakers, everything. Like, very, very traditional feminine roles. That's how they are valued, not as independent beings, as people who can be powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
intelligent. I think in quite a different way they are valued in religion generally.
Yeah.
At least in Christianity for the most part. What about Hinduism? Because I think gender equality is quite bad in India. But maybe that's just because it's a less developed country. I'm not too sure.
From what I was looking at, it was getting better with like the emphasis on gender equality and empowering women through education, spiritual leadership roles.
Is it anything to do with like the current way that women, like gender equality is probably not as advanced there. Like, is that anything to do with Hinduism? Do you know?
Well, don't they have like female gods?
That's what I thought. They have a lot of animal gods and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that's a religious thing. I think it's more because a lot of their society is built around like the patriarch.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's always going to be someone that's lesser. Like, I have an Indian friend and she was saying how different people in different areas will get a surname, like, put on them and it'll put you in either you're, like, a rich class, middle class, or lower class. So if you have, like, the lower class surname, people will know that, oh, you're, like, poor. So I think a lot of their society is built around, like, class systems.
Yeah, and how
systems
the...
to make one group look really good and another group look really bad.
So they're just, it's very... classist, that's the right word for it, I think.
Yeah.
And how, like, with the arranged marriages and stuff, that's a big thing to, like, you want to marry someone who, like, carries a good name.
Yeah, and has, like, a good standing in society.
Yeah.
Rich and stuff like that.
Which, again, like, I don't want to judge other cultures because that's what's normal to them. Like, I've grown up with Western norms. Like,
yeah.
Isn't it quite... I just can't imagine it could be very nice marrying someone for a name and a status rather than...
Oh, well...
love.
Yeah, I think it's like you were saying, it's very easy for us to say that doesn't sound great. And there probably are women and people that think, yeah, that's awful within that culture. Mm-hmm. But I was reading somewhere a lot of like in the Islamic culture, a lot of women, their ideas of feminism and the way that they look at Western feminism, they think that's weird because it's so normalized and it's their way of being.
It's what they've grown up with. That way of being is just as much right as our way of being and seeing and believing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because there's the whole idea of like the white savior that people in Western society, they look at that and think, oh, we have to help people like Muslims and stuff. We have to help them and we have to help them strip their headdress and all that. But it's like that's their way of being.
Yeah. Well, feminism in general is a Western construct.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tricky one. Everyone has their own right to believe whatever they believe.
Yeah, which I think it should be like the main message of religion.
Yeah, so like when no religions are wrong.
Yeah.
It's just when they're used to justify...
war.
Yes. When they're used to justify war or harm on other people or judged, like other people who don't want to live by those traditional values...
Yeah, yeah.
...are judged. What about... cult leaders. I've never heard of a female cult leader.
That's what I was thinking about last night. Like all religious documentaries I've seen, it's always some crazy dude.
But I really want to know if they wholeheartedly believe, if they believe in what they're preaching in their cult, or do they know that they're manipulating people?
Like, I think both.
Majority would be narcissists. Mm. So they believe wholeheartedly that they have a right to control a whole lot of people.
I think it would be both, because I can't remember what it was, but have you heard about the guy that like wrote his own Bible? I see that as he wholeheartedly believed in something religious.
Yeah.
But then there are also people that are just like, you have to follow me, and the way that I'm going to get you to follow me is through religion.
Yeah, like they use religion as a tool.
Yeah, because a lot of people are very gullible for religion.
I wonder why there are more male colleagues.
Maybe it comes back to the whole patriarchy thing. Men are leaders.
Yeah, like men are more trusted with things like that.
Because you often hear like cult leaders are very charismatic and charming. And I don't know, I don't necessarily hear those words associated with women.
And the dynamic of women needing to be saved. Men as the savior. A lot of victims of cults and stuff. Cults give religion a very bad name too. So this is like
and
probably quite
And there are always
separate.
Some very obscure religion that they have made.
So they give religion a bad name. A lot of victims are very vulnerable in the first place. And so they look for safety in a cult.
And then they always get with the cult leaders.
Social, psychological, and structural factors. So like, gender norms around leadership. Men are seen as natural leaders.
Mm.
So we're more likely to trust a man if he's like, guys, there's this new god. It's me.
Yeah, yeah.
Worship me.
Yeah, like why would he be lying?
But like if a woman did that,
they'd think
you're
crazy.
Yeah. In religion, males tend to have more authority. and lead it. So it's like a little bit more
normal. Well, also because the whole idea that God is a man.
Yes.
So people would be like, oh, well, man is closest to God because they're both men.
They're just more entitled.
Yeah.
Female submission, traditional gender roles.
Yeah, and because society pins women as like weak and they vulnerable. Need a man to survive. Also like the idea of women can reproduce. So it's like, well, if I get attached to this man who's, you know, speaking the truth of God, I can help bring about the new world. When the reckoning comes or whatever it is, I can bring about the new world and I can like mother the children.
Yeah. A lot of them, it's just like the cult leader will be like the man and they're all his wives.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, so like 20 of them.
There's a motherhood role in that too. It's like to reproduce the cult.
Side note, have you seen the show Sister Wives?
No, I haven't.
So it's this guy. I can't remember what specific religion. I think it's Mormonism. And he has like four different wives.
Oh my
God. He has like 20 children.
That's not, they can't legally be wives though, because I'm pretty sure you can only be legally married to one person.
Some states in America you can.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I know Mormonism.
Mormonism is huge over there.
Yeah, like Utah. Isn't that like the Mormon capital?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Mormon's like one of those examples of very, very, very traditional
100%
roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the woman cooking clean and
like
they very, make the babies. Very traditional.
Yeah. In that religion, you can clearly tell that women are like the property of the men.
Women submit.
Yeah.
And like even the way, I'm pretty sure they're like the way they're educated in the church too.
Yeah. I know someone who grew up Mormon and it's even with like clothing, women have to be like head to toe covered. You can't show shoulders, you can't show ankles, stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure the one excuse is if they wear activewear. So a lot of them wear activewear because that's a little workaround. But yeah, I think they learn from like young girls. They get them in the kitchen.
As soon as they like come out of their mum, they are like primed and ready to take care of the house, have the babies.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Women are cult leaders sometimes. So, like, less, but there's women cult leaders, but they just don't get media attention because they're not as, like big or successful or interesting.
Ah.
Yeah, because it's probably a woman-led cult with a lot more women.
Because
I just can't imagine a woman, unfortunately, in this, I just can't imagine a woman leader and then she's got a whole lot of husbands, you know. I just can't imagine that dynamic happening.
Yeah, because then it's like the men are submissive to the woman.
Yeah.
Isn't it insane how even in like cults, which is a stupid bad thing, that there is a patriarchy.
I know.
Like anti-feminism.
Cults are probably not like, we probably don't need to go in the direction of cults. But
yeah, we don't need patriarchy.
Yeah, but
to
just
be broken there.
If we sum up, what's our main takeaways?
Everywhere treats women bad.
Yeah, basically, religion's been used to justify gender inequality. It probably shouldn't be.
No, that's bad.
That's bad. Religion should not inform policy.
Amen.
Preach. Hallelujah. Yeah, everyone should just be happy and feel free to believe in whatever they believe in.
Peace and love.
Join us next week when we discuss the trans community and what's going on there at the moment. See you later.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.